Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, episode 3.
Welcome to the Grey People Podcast, where topics that people expect to be black and white are discussed by going into the gray areas. And now, your trio of hosts, Sebastian Zuniga, Reyna Rivera, and Randy Felice.
Welcome everybody to the podcast. On today's episode, we're going to be speaking about bullying. And it's going to be broken down in a couple parts. One, have you ever been bullied or have you ever bullied? And we want to also know if you have children or you ever do one day, what will you tell them if they get bullied or if they are the bully? Guys, what do you think?
All right, so there's a lot of different type of bullying today, and I think that's what makes it kind of tricky as well. You know, we have cyberbullying, and we have bullying, which the old school bullying, I guess, where you get pushed around or hit in the face. So let's start with cyberbullying, since it's kind of more of the thing going on right now, I guess. Do you feel like that's a thing? Do you think that's easy to just avoid? I mean, what do you feel about it?
I guess you go back to who you are as a person. But yeah, there's a lot of cyberbullying. People that get, I guess, made fun of on social media and stuff. I'm not one to get offended by that kind of things, but I could see how someone can. Especially if you're younger, you're growing up, maybe you're a teenager, somebody's making fun of you. Actually, it reminded me of so obviously when I went to high school, social media wasn't that big, but I'm not that old. It sounds funny, but social media wasn't as big as it's now. And I've actually, if you go on social media now and you see people fighting, you see like videos of people fighting in school and stuff like that, or people getting made fun of, I can only imagine what that would be like. Because not back when I went to school, let's say if somebody bullied me, it might be around my school, but now it could go to the school that's in the next city.
The whole world.
It could go, yeah, to the country, the whole world. So I could kind of see how that's a big deal, getting cyberbullied, you know?
Now, do you think that's like easily avoidable? I mean, I just feel like, being online is something that you can just, in my opinion, turn off, right? If, in a way, if you don't like it, you don't have to see it. Now, of course, people are going to see it, they're going to talk about it, they're going to laugh about it, but I don't know. For me, I think it's avoidable. What do you guys think?
You can always delete, you can always ignore, but man, there's always going to be just someone creating a fake profile, trying to come onto your Facebook or Instagram or whatever it is, and trying to leave you a nasty comment. It's just, I guess it gets hard at some point.
I can only imagine
for like the younger crowd. I feel like now that we're older, we're just past that, like we'll just, delete. It doesn't really affect our lives as much. But the younger people, man, I can't even imagine.
Honestly, I think anybody can get cyberbullied. It's not even we'll probably see it more with younger people, but you probably somebody, it doesn't matter the age, anybody can get, made fun of. For me, I would say I just wouldn't answer, I just have thick skin. I guess that's me personally, so it doesn't really matter. But I think it's something serious. Yes, you can avoid it, but I think the biggest way of avoiding that is, if there's parents out there and their kids are doing this, you got to be on top of your kids, knowing what they're doing. I guess Randy and I, with us growing up, your regular bully, somebody sees you in school, they start pushing you around, calling you names, say something stupid in your class. So that bullying's a little bit different, because the way that I was brought up really is like, I'm not one to start a problem, but if I was getting bullied and someone's pushing me around, I'm pushing back.
So you would bully the bully.
If he's bullying me, yeah.
I think you put a stop to the bully is the way I look at it. I mean, I've at least growing up, I guess I never really dealt with the bully. I did fight a lot, and I think that's why maybe I didn't see it that way. Maybe kids were trying to show their dominance and try to, push me around. I always fought back. For me, it was one of those things that it just has to happen. We're going to fight 10 times if you come at me 10 times.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's different. And I think, in a way, that's why, when it comes to like the cyberbullying side of things, I just feel like you can address it. You can handle it. If you know who it is, you can address it in person. You don't have to go online and comment, and you don't have to necessarily pay attention to it. I think just like anything else, just like a bully, when you put it aside, you don't pay attention to it, it eventually dies off. It's been my experience with it, at least.
Wait, so everybody here sounds like, okay, you guys never been bullied? I want to say I've probably been bullied. I'm trying to remember.
I have definitely been bullied.
So what was that like? I mean,
yeah, what's that like? Tell us a little bit more, because I'm trying to think, really. Bullying here and there, I'm trying to think. The thing is, like, with me, people would, let's say, if someone, I wouldn't say dare, but if someone, hey, crack the joke, I'm cracking the joke right back at you. So we're on an even playing field. That's me. That's the type of person I've always been growing up. Hey, you say something dumb, something funny, I'm going to say it back to you. We'll go back and forth. Like Randy said, I'm not looking for a fight, but if we're fighting 5, 10 times, we're fighting 5, 10 times, and we go
maybe
from there.
Maybe that's the difference between guys and girls. Because I feel like in my
personal experience,
it's just more
bad.
Like a confidence thing. Like I had low self-esteem, low confidence, so when somebody said something to me, I definitely believed it. And they definitely bullied me.
So what do you...
So how'd you deal with that, yeah? What'd your parents do?
I would go home and cry. As sad as that sounds, man.
No, well,
I think back to, like, fifth grade. And, again, that's why I say, like, I feel like when you're younger, you don't know any better. You just hear something and you think it's true even though it's not true. When I was in fifth grade, I was telling Randy before that I guess I used to have, like, a lot of hair in the back of my neck. Normal. But they would call me werewolf in school. So one day I went back to school and I shaved it and I went back to school and I was just like, well, hopefully this helped. And that didn't help because now they picked on something else. So it's just like, again, the best thing for me was to just ignore it. And
well, and that's what I'm saying. I think with in a certain sense, I mean, the bully is a very interesting thing, right? People say it starts with them not being confident. It's just their way of pushing out whatever hatred they may be feeling.
And then the person receiving is also not confident in certain situations.
Sometimes. And I don't know. I just feel like, for me, like if I had a kid, I feel like it would have to start at home where I tell my kid, yo, there's one or two things that's going to happen in school with a bully. The bully's going to push you around. He's going to take your lunch money and you're going to let it happen every time. And then you're going to come crying to me and be like, daddy, you took my money again. Or you can stand up. You can swing when he comes at you. And that's what it is. Let me handle it. I feel like I'll go to the principal's office and discuss it. And I'll talk to the kid's parents as well. And I just feel like it's something that I will explain every single time. I feel like, yo, why did your son punch my kid? Well, because your kid was trying to take my son's lunch money. You know what I mean? And it's just something that's got to be handled. And
it's different, yeah.
So no one else here has been bullied to the extreme that I have?
Guys,
make me feel better.
I'll tell you the truth. Little jokes here and there they've said about me, but nothing where I felt bullied, nothing that I couldn't go back and defend myself and crack a joke on somebody.
Dang.
So not that, but no, but I respect that. And I think this happens to both guys and girls, so it's not a thing that just only girls. But Raina, tell me, what would you do if this was a child of yours? A child of yours is bullied, has the experiences that you had. How would you handle that now, knowing what you know?
Again, I'd probably go the Randy route. I would try to go to the... Well, if it is a school, I'll probably go to the principal, try to talk to the parents of the other kid, just try to get behind it. I would never try to tell my child to fix something with violence, personally. I don't feel like you can, you know, fix something wrong with another wrong thing.
Punch him in the face.
No punching. But yeah, I would just try to go the route of just being mature, talk to the parents, try to figure out what's happening, why this is happening, and just watch out for the safety of my kid. If he or she needs to move school because of that, then we do that.
Well, I'm talking about...
And I don't think that's running away from the problem, just as being, I guess, cautious.
Well, my question is this, and I don't know, I guess any of our listeners can leave it down below in the comments and see if they've dealt with the situation themselves, but I feel like, to what extent do you keep trusting the system, quote-unquote, right? You go to the principal, hey, my son got hit yesterday, he came home, he had a scratch in his face, this happened in school, he says it was Jimmy that pushed him around. A week later, comes your kid back home again. Now he's scratched on the other side of his face. And you go back, hey, principal, again, it happened. I hate to be a bother. Can we talk about this? Can we do something about Jimmy? Like, how far does that go? I mean, I just feel like, personally, I think it's ignored far too often. I mean, we've seen situations, right? Not the other day, but a few months ago, we were talking about a situation, a kid that committed suicide in school.
Eight years old.
And there was all this bullying going around. It was reported to the teachers. It was reported to the principals. Everybody kind of knew about all this shit that was going on. They didn't do shit about it. So I just feel like, of course, it's different in every school. You can't expect every teacher to be the same and just ignore it or whatever the case is. But just for me, I feel like it dies there. Like if you handle it, you know.
But if you handle it, watch the other kid come back with a knife, with a gun. And then other kids are in danger. I just think about the bigger picture. Like, I honestly don't deal with violence. I don't want to tell my kid, hey, they punch you, you punch back. I personally don't think that's the right thing.
It's been the other way around, I think. When you talk about, you know, a kid coming to school with a knife and whatnot, that's usually the kid that's depressed, that's being beat around by the other kids. That's usually who comes to the school trying to you know, harm somebody.
I would say, yeah, like, obviously all these cases are different, and honestly, if anybody you know or you are getting bullied, even if you're grown, you do need to look for somebody, some sort of guidance.
Sebastian Bullion.
You know? That's not true. She's the bully on the show. It's that inner bully in her. But when it's all said and done, I'd say I'd rather confront the issue. And that's just me, I guess, on my end. If there is a bully, address it. If it was my child, I'd let them know, hey, these are the right things to do. These are the wrong things to do. We're not here to create problems, but we're not going to also get ran over, is how I would raise my child, let him know that mentality. Or, hey, we're not here to start any issues, but we'll definitely finish him if it has to be done. I'm not here saying that he's got to go, you know, crazy whoop his ass.
Yeah, go superhero at the school and try to handle everybody's situation.
But we're not going to let somebody just bully a child of mine or somebody I care about. I think a lot of times, I would say most often, when you stand up to these bullies, they actually back down because they're not ready for that confrontation. Yeah. And in the case that were to go overboard, then obviously that's unfortunate, but I do think these are certain situations that you have to address. And I'm with Randy, how much can you trust this whole process of, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. When it's all said and done, my job, if I was a parent, were to be taking care of my children. So I'm going to do whatever I believe is fit at the time for their safety, physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever that might be. So zero violence, I guess.
No. So you have to handle it.
But if you have to handle it. But zero bullying for sure. Bullying is not cool.
Well, what about if it's your kid being the bully, right?
Let's talk about that because that's interesting. Beat his ass if your kid's a bully because that's wrong. That's not right. No, you seriously have to have a talk if your children is a bully, because what's the satisfaction behind, you know, making fun of somebody to make them feel less about themselves? So honestly, if my child was a bully, one, I'd be very upset. I'd have to let him know that that is not right, and there had to be some sort of consequences letting him know that that's not a good thing.
Why would your child be the bully? I feel like that's kind of like a reflection of your household. Like, he or she is probably seeing something in the house, you know, maybe like discussions between parents or something that may trigger them to be bullies. But what else would
I would say? Yes, I would say yes and nay, because you never know. Like, a bully can just be somebody. Say you have a child and he's used to you giving him things when he wants to get things. So he cries and you give him, hey, he's hungry, you got to give him this, or he's crying, you got to give him a toy. So when he goes to school and he's like, I want this, and another kid says, no, you can't have it, then he bullies him, he hits him. So it doesn't necessarily mean, I don't think it always has to come from like this negative household that's like, oh, he saw his parents yelling at each other, or it's some broken home. It could literally be something like you didn't instill in him that there's some sort of respect or something that just bypassed you. It's not even your fault all the time.
Let's talk about, I guess, more on the, you know, because you can only handle so much as a parent. And again, I'm not a parent, but I think it's, you know, talking about the psychological side of it, right? You talk about, or the way they say, right? Most bullies are people that are not confident, people that are not, you know, very aware of themselves, or they feel like they're less than others, so they got to compensate by being violent. What if your kid is just one of those kids that's just not very confident? He's just kind of, his way of dealing with kids not liking him, maybe,
he's bullying them.
It's going to push him around, and then other kids applaud it. Other kids be like, yeah, Jimmy, you're the dude, man. You push him around. You're so tough. And, you know, and that shit, you know, you don't have that control. You're not
who is this Jimmy person?
I don't know. I'm just using a random example. But I'm saying, like, you know, it could be something like that that's maybe out of your control.
Jimmy, somebody he went to school with.
Jimmy, I'm...
No, but I said, yeah, Jose Juan, okay.
Jimmy, I'm a fucking fan.
No, it's just... I guess... Yeah, just... Well, let's, what can we say?
Well, what are our final thoughts on this?
What's your final thoughts on that, Randy? As far as, obviously, it sounds like you weren't really much bullied. You know, you handled your own. But what would you do if a child of yours was a bully in the future? Was bullied? Final thoughts on those.
If it was my kid being the bully, I think, like you said, the discipline side of it was going to handle it. You know, if I would have done anything to that level of wrong, my dad, my mom, my stepdad would have beat the shit out of me. And I think part of that is what made me not ever, I guess, go into those things, because I knew I had to handle the consequences and they weren't very good for me. So I think if your kid understands that whatever he does has consequences. And, you know, the moment those reports start coming in that your kid was pushing another kid around school, you handle it. I think it's a good way to get it to stop. Now, if it's your kid being bullied, I stand by making sure my kid understands he's supposed to stand up for himself or others, meaning like his brother, his sisters, anything like that. He's supposed to handle the situation, will handle the principal or the other parents later. I say punch the bully in the face and then handle it. Let's see what happens. Now, cyberbullying is a little bit more interesting, but if it's happening and I notice it, then I think I got to take control and kind of show my kid that he doesn't have to be online, and we can delete his accounts and kind of teach him the sense of anything you see online. You know, if you know it's not true, then don't lose sleep over it. Just go about yourself, be a good person, and that's all you can do.
I like that. What about you, Raina?
Right. Punch him in the face.
No. Oh, my God. So, if my kid was a bully, I feel like with the resources that we have nowadays with YouTube, just pretty much anything on the internet, you can show the causes of you bullying somebody, leading to suicide, leading to self-harm or whatever. So, I feel like I would probably go that route. I would show you, like, this is what you're doing to these people. Would you want this done to you? So, I feel like I would probably go that route and obviously, like, take action immediately when I hear that that kid is bullying somebody else's kid and stuff, you know. And then what was the other question?
So if your kid is being
bullied. Oh, if my kid's being bullied, you know how I like to ignore that question, because you guys all want violence and I don't agree with the violence. I feel like it's just a conversation to be had with the parents, with the principal, with my child. But I just wouldn't tell anybody to punch anybody else. I don't know, I feel like that leads to more violence, obviously, and then just it could lead to something bigger that could always be avoided by having a conversation. I feel like people forget to just have a conversation nowadays.
Okay. I will have the conversation and let them know, yo, this shit happens again. Your son's getting punched in the face.
Honestly, final thoughts on my end.
What if the dad punches you?
Then we handle
it. Then that's a fight. That would be a fight that then we have to do. But final thoughts on me. If my son is the bully, like I said, first of all, I'm disappointed because that's not how I'm going to raise my child. There will be discipline, and he'll know that that's not the right thing to do, because I'm sure he wouldn't want to feel that way. And if he was bullied, I'm not saying here, hey, you're going to go fight people. I'm just saying in a situation, if my kid's getting hit, then I'll let him know that it's okay to defend yourself if you get hit. I'd like to instill that in a kid of mine that, hey, we're not here to start nothing, but if you get hit, if you feel threatened in that point, then dad's okay with you
punching back,
defending yourself if you feel to this extent. But yeah, bullying is wrong. It's not a right thing to do. If you're doing it out there, stop.
How would you handle...
Because that shit's not fun.
How would you handle the online world, I mean, today, cyberbullying?
Report that shit.
What we're going to talk about next, or what we're going to do next in the Great People Podcast, we are creating a new segment called Sean Answers. And what it's about is whenever Sean's here in the studio with us, we're going to ask him some quick questions. Just
random questions. He's going to answer us uncensored, just like he does off air all the time. He's going to be sharing his thoughts on these random questions that we'll ask him. You guys are more than welcome to send us these questions as well, and he'll be more than happy to answer them uncensored, 100% vulgar, whatever you guys like. He's ready to go.
Well, he's not always 100% vulgar, but he's going to let us know what he thinks. All right, so first question.
All right, here we go.
All right, Sean, so you're driving down the street with a hooker on your passenger side. A cop pulls you over. What's the first thing you tell him? Why do you try to explain the situation?
What's the problem? Shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the problem, motherfucker? I got this bitch on the side.
That's pretty simple. What would be harder for you to do? To tell someone you love them? Because we know that shit is hard. Or to say that you don't love them back? Dang. What would be harder? To tell somebody, hey, I love you, or I don't love you back?
Oh, shit. I would say, and why? The hardest part would be, I don't love you back. Because, damn, we say I love you to almost anybody nowadays.
Love you, man.
That's common language. But, you know.
If you were attracted to the opposite sex, so what would be your favorite body part?
Well, damn, I'm not able to comment on that one at the moment, but if the viewers would like to really hear my response, let me know.
All right, cool. Would you give a homeless person CPR if they were dying?
What do I have with me?
Yourself.
Yourself. What are you talking about?
Oh, shit, nah. I'm sorry. That ain't happening. All
right. So someone has a gun to your sister's head and says, you know what? You either go down on this guy or your sister dies right here, right now.
Oh, my gosh. Is this really what we're getting to in this show?
Okay. Okay. My sister's going to go.
Yeah, like, she did.
Hey, because all I need is her making fun of me and bullying my ass for the rest of our life and shit while she got to survive that bullshit. Right.
What would be your stripper name?
Damn, that's actually a good one. I have actually had a lot of thought to this. So, Hotcakes is one. Heavy Dick Limousine is another.
Heavy and, Dick Limousine.
And Slide in Rusty.
I like that. I like that.
That one sounds like you're going to be working in the country.
And now with you, Sliding Dirty. What is it? What was it?
Sliding Rusty.
Favorite part of a woman's body?
All of it.
What about a man's body?
None of it.
Glad to hear.
All right, Sean. So thanks for joining us for Sean Answers. Again, if you guys have any questions that you want Sean to answer, whatever those are, leave them below in the comments. Send them to us. You can send them to us by email. Put them below in the comments and we'll be happy to have Sean answer
those
questions.
Get that email out, Randy?
Time. Yeah, so greatpeoplepodcast@gmail.com or right below in this, whatever you're listening to this, you can leave it below in the comments and we'll make sure that Sean answers those. So, again, shout out to Sean. Thanks for joining us and for answering some crazy questions for us today. That was pretty fun. So, next we're going to do our segment called 3-2-1 in the Great People Podcast. We're going to talk about three things, one thing each that we came across this week that was impactful, something that you know, stood out to us, whether we read it, saw it online, or whatever the case was. So we'll start with Sebastian. What's one thing this week that was pretty impactful for you?
Pretty impactful this week. I just have to go ahead and say it was my mother's birthday yesterday, so that's impactful. Great woman, 51 years on this planet. Sorry I gave out the age, but she don't look it. Nothing but love. She brought me to this world. So right there, that's enough to say impact for the week. I have a great mother, gave me a lot of great lessons, and she's a person that has a lot of love for everybody. So that's just a good takeaway for the week. Something simple. There you go.
That's fantastic. Happy birthday, Claudia.
Thank you.
All right, so one thing that was pretty impactful for me or that just kind of stood out. So I saw on the news, apparently there was a car that ran into a median in the street and hit a second floor. So this car was stuck in the second floor of a building. It was a dental clinic. So I just thought it was pretty crazy. I figure, you know, what kind of state do you have to be in to be going that fast and make something like that happen? And then the car, you know, was up there, like stuck up there. And, you know, of course, a car is pretty freaking heavy. And, you know, so that was a pretty crazy thing for me. So I don't know. Crazy, crazy news.
No work for those people the next day.
No.
Yo.
That's all right.
Like, nobody. Four-day weekend.
I don't think anybody died in this thing, which is also pretty crazy to see a crash that bad. And
maybe that was the impactful thing.
That was pretty impactful. I don't know. It's just one thing that was pretty crazy. Cool. So.
All right. So something impactful for me this week and something that I'm going to start doing every week is focusing on myself. Self-love, self-care, taking a moment to just think about all the blessings in your lives, because I feel like we tend to focus on the negative, especially me sometimes. So I just took a day to myself. I sat back, I did my nails, did my hair, and just thought about all the good things that are in our lives, and or my life, I guess.
Team positive.
Yes.
Team love.
So, yeah. And I just recommend everybody to practice some self-love.
That's cool.
All right, guys, so to finish up this episode, we have the People's Note. And if you're new, this is pretty much our quote of the day that we're going to do every episode. Today, it's only in the darkness can you see the stars.
Nice. Oh, no, I was thinking for a second. And the quote, Raina, is by who?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Well, being that it's nearly 50 years since his death.
Not nearly.
Well, did he die today?
Yeah.
This is his birthday.
This is his birthday.
He didn't die on his birthday.
Whatever it is. Okay, let me just say this. I love the quote, Martin Luther King, great figure.
Birthday. My bad. He died April 4th.
Yeah, great figure. Being that it's nearly 50 years since this happened and everything that he stood for and that we see in today's society, not to get too much into it, but we do need equality and unity through people. I believe that the best thing to do, and we believe here on the show, to treat everybody with love, respect, and justice. Not to get too crazy and too into it, but just want to say that I think that's very important.
Thanks again for joining us today for the Great People Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Instagram at Great People Podcast. Subscribe if you haven't. Leave us a comment below. Like it. Make sure you share this video with your friends, your family. We'll give you a shout out if you do. And then we have some good stuff coming up later for those that follow us and like our stuff and comment on our stuff. So
some special guests.
Cut.